Okay, so let us try to catch up. So, hey, Amanala. Zehu sha'omedu mitzvalel tzarech lashvot et raglav. So this is a very important halacha that you probably know, that when you daven Shmona Esrei, your feet have to be together. But what you probably didn't know is that in the Yerushalmi, there are two deot of what it means to be together. Because in what ways can your feet be together? Either the way we know it, which is, or one in front of the other. And the Gemara says, and what is it based on? So the Gemara said, correct. And the Gemara says, why? Train Amoraid, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Simon, Chad Amar Kimalachim. So what's the logic of putting your feet together like this, that they look like one foot the way we hold them? Because you're trying to mimic angels, right? And the angels are described in Navi as having... Yeah, is having one foot. Very good, right? And therefore, which of course metaphorically is because they only have one task, they have whatever, or in Kabbalah, a very, very big thing which is found is that malachim are called omdim, right? And Adam is called mahalchim, right? Because malachim stay still because they don't have free will, and people walk, people move. But whatever it is, if that's the case, so then you put your foot together, you put your feet together. Right, the Chidush Agadot, or the Rashbas, the reason that you would want to mimic the angel is to remind yourself that, that your role in life is to recognize God and to serve Him and the like. But the second day in the Gemara is V'chad Omar Kikoanim. The second day is that, no, what you're trying to do is be like the Kohanim. And the Kohanim, how did they... When did they have their feet together? Not duchening. When they would walk up to the Mizbeach, the halacha was that heel to toe, so that their legs wouldn't be spread apart too much, so that they're right to for tzniut, right? So that their erva wouldn't be shown to the right to the Mizbeach, right? So they walk. Right, it's heel to toe, right? That type of step. No, so man yamar kohanim lo ta'alev mizbechon al mizbechi. Now, obviously, at some level, there is a logic to comparing yourself to the kohanim, because what you're saying is that tefillah is avoda, right? Tefillah is avoda. There is a conceptual logic to it.
So the
Bavli only quotes the Bavli only. Now, the interesting thing, is the feet together the way we do it. Now, the interesting thing is, despite that, the Tour actually does quote both Deot, like quote the two Deot. So, does he think that they're both options? Unclear. Unclear exactly what's going on there. Right, it's based on the pasuk, right, that the Kohanim should, right, they don't go up on steps, right, they go up, they would walk with the heel to toe, to big toe. The gudol etzel ekev, uman diyamar kimalachim, the one who says like malachim is the pasuk in Yecheskel, the Josh said before, raglim, regal yishara, that their leg, singular, was straight. Right, and like I said, it is very, very odd that the Torah quotes both, and not surprisingly, everyone tries to figure out, well, why would he do that? Right, so the Bach says, right, maybe it's to tell you that even though we pass in lechatchila like the Bavli, that if you have to put your feet together like this, maybe he's saying that b'di'eved, right, if you put your feet together like front to back, or whatever, toe to heel, that would be okay. His second possibility is that he thinks that maybe in theory, he said maybe he's bringing it for clarity. This is an interesting claim of the Bach. which is, in theory, you could have said that what does it mean to have your feet together like the malachim?
Feet together one
behind the other? Yeah. How do we know that it doesn't mean that? Because it's contrasted to the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. Right, to the second day of the Bach is no, he's only bringing it to make it 100% clear that what it means to have your feet together like Malachim is to have them together side by side and not front to. You could, but what it's easier just to quote the Yerushalmi, in which. What? Say it again? They didn't. It's that the Malachim have 1 foot. But in theory, right, you could look like you have what? Correct. You could be, I have 1 foot, right? Or I have 1 foot like this, right? So you could do it in 2 ways. The Bach is saying by contrast with Malachim, it's clear that to have 1 foot is to have it.
Or maybe it's 1 foot on top of the other one.
Yes, maybe it's 1 foot on top of the other one. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Chanina bar Andure, Mishim Rashmul bar Sutar, Hamalachim ain't lan kvitzin. The Malachim don't have knees, so they can't jump. Because you're not an angel, right? Because metaphorically, the Femare says yes, because Malachim always stand at attention before God. They get no breaks. They don't sit down, right? Yefemare. right, or alternatively, right, so either it breaks, or the Femara says, or they never have a moment at which they can sit and sort of show that they have power, right? Meaning they're always serving rather than expressing control or something. My time, this is an important point to know, that my time in the Bavli means why, and the Yerushalmi often means how do we know, right? So my time, krevet achad min komaya, because it says in Daniel that he came, right? I came to one of them standing, komaya, we read as, right? Kayama, meaning always standing, which shows you that they don't sit down. They don't have, they don't have knees, etc., etc. Okay? Now, some of the Farshim note that there are, did they really always walk like this? There are some Gemaras that sound not like that when they talk about the Kohanim running, so either they were running like this,
Exactly, how you run like that?
Or you only have to do this while you're actually doing Avodah. So that's what some of the posts come say, okay. Amravuna, Zesharoda Kohanim Vida Knesset. So now, when we're talking about, now we're talking about Birka Kohanim. So, Yushalmi quotes the following discussion that when you are in Shul and the Kohanim are saying Birka Kohanim, you should respond. Bibracha Rishonet Sarach Lomar Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Gibori Chalach Oseid Varel Shema Bekol Varo. I'm just going to read you the whole Pasuk, right? Because the art's called. Very helpfully puts it in, because obviously you say the whole pasuk, right? Bishnia, the second pasuk of the Birchot Kohanim, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av Mishartav Oseir Tzano. Bashlishid, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Ma'asav. Okay, now why do you say each of these brachot? So the Rashi really says one is connected to the world of the Malachim, one connected to the world of the Galgalim. One about all the places where God is, Mamshallah, I don't really know. Now in the Bavli, there's a machloket, whether you say the psukim during or after. And there's another discussion in the Bavli as to whether you only say it in the Mikdash, specifically in response to the Shem Mefarash. Right, specifically in response to the Shema Meforash. And then there are the Amoraim who say that you shouldn't say it at all, which is how Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? Do not say it at all, right? Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chet Chavav says, Bisha Shem Mevarchin Ain lomar shum pasuk ela yishtiku v'chavnu lebracha. Just listen to the bracha. However, the Ramah says, unless they're saying long tunes, if they're dragging it on and you want to say psukim, right, he says where we are and people drag it on. Now, this is obviously a big difference between America and Israel, where if you've noticed, in Israel, we do not every day say the whole. Yeah, you know, I don't think we'd appreciate it every morning in shul. It went on for 5 minutes and then, you know, there'd be the people with different pitches and different tones and one person who obviously ends 30 seconds after everybody else and whatever.
Wait, did we say
amen again? No, during each of the psukim. B'musaf, so we say different psukim. And musaf, b'bracha rishona tzarach lomar shir ha'malot, hine baruch hu et Adonai kol avdei Adonai v'dim v'ed Adonai b'alilot, b'shniya, su'deichem kodesh u'baruch hu'ad Hashem, b'shlishit yivarech Hashem mitzion, osei shamayim v'aretz. The Bavli, in its sheetot, quote different psukim, just know that, and you can go through in detail if you want, the different psukim, and obviously, not surprisingly, some of the Mepharshim changed the girsa here to reflect the Bavli, fine. Vim hayu arba, and if there are four tefillot a day, in which you say, Birchat Kohanim, now what is the, this is very important, because this shows you the difference Bavli and the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, at Mincha, you can never say it at Mincha. You don't say it at Maariv, obviously, right? We Paskin, you never say it at Mincha. Birchat Kohanim, right? So the only way to have it four is to have Nila.
Right, but we don't say, no, we don't say it at Mincha.
No, we don't say it at Mincha, right? We don't say it at Mincha. Gzeira, every day at Mincha, Bill might be drunk, but Nila, we do. Like any Yom Kippur. No, the Yerushalmi assumes you're saying it Mincha. That's my point. That we don't say it Mincha. Yeah. Or because you can have Nila on other days.
Right, that's all I was saying.
Like other Tanya. Yeah, exactly. Right, you can institute Tanya where you have Nila, correct. Right? But we don't do this, right? We don't say it Mincha. So then, Choser Tlitha Kikadma, so that at Mincha you say it like, at Shachar Rivyake Tinivasa, and then at Nila you say it like Musaf. Amar Rabbi Chanina Me'ayelet HaShachar. Okay, sorry, so now let's go back to when the day starts. What? Nothing, we never said it regular day at Mincha. Yeah. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Chanina. So now we go back to when does the day start? So Rabbi Chanina says Me'ayelet HaShachar. So Ayelet HaShachar is even earlier than Amud HaShachar, it's the beginning of the antlers of the day, right? Like the Ayal, right? The beginning of the antlers of light. Thank you. No, it's a ram, but that's what it means, like the antlers. Right, it's like those first.
When the lights get like streaked through the sky.
Very, 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 very early. What? One second. Ugh. Amazingly, this is much better than it was. Okay. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So we're going to see that Ayelet HaShachar is much earlier. Ad She'ir HaMizrach, until Alot HaShachar. How much time is between this early, early, and early? 4 mil. Okay. So this is like 72. Yes. Well, it's just like 72 minutes before. Ad Mahalech Arba Milin. Mishiyeir HaMizrach HaChetonei Tzachama. And then another four from Amud HaShachar. To Hanetz. Arba Mil. Suminat. Average. Fine. Uminayin. There are different shita, but fine. Uminayin shmeyara mizrach adonai zacham arba mil. How do you know? Dichtiv, because it says by the overturning of stone, uchmo hashachar alav, right, that it was kmo hashachar, uktiv, hashemesh yitzal arz velot bo atzara. And the sun was coming out, and Lot was coming to tzara, umina stone listar arba mil. Right, and then it takes 4 mil to get from stone to tzara. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Yoter havon. It's farther. Look, it's farther. Amar Vizera hamalech haymekad lefnei mederech. Yeah. It's farther unless the angel is cutting cutting down the path. What? No, so koder. It's not really flattening. It's cutting through the mountains. No. Likdor really means to pierce the mountain. Right, so it's not as like flattening. I mean, yes, but the point is that you go straight instead of up down mountains. It's as the crow flies would be the English sort of antiquated expression, right? Meaning if you were right, so that he allowed you to go straight right through the mountain, and then it's 4 mil. Great, I'm a bet. How do you know from Yelad Shachar it's 4 mil to Amud Shachar Kmo Ukmo? We make a little Zera Shave from Kmo Ukmo that it's like this. Great. Hard to figure out what this means. Mila Midmael Chaverta. They're similar. Great. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi Beribon. Hada Ayalta de Shachara. Mandamar Kochafta Itaya. What is the Ayalat HaShachar? So if you think it's a star, you're making a mistake. Because Zimnin, Dimagdam, Zimnin Achra, sometimes it comes earlier, sometimes later. Maikidon, so what is it? Kimin train Dukarnaya Dinahar Desalkin Min Mandincha Omanaharin. It's like two beams of light that come up from the east and enlighten the world. Right, and yes, it really, even though an Ayala is female, it's the male, because the female doesn't have the antlers. What do you want from me? Okay, fine. You know, once we named Ayala, she was in the, you know, NICU for so long that one of the nurses decided to be nice and give her some character, and like she took a picture of an Ayala and put it on top of the, right, like on top of the incubator. One of the reasons to name a child after an Ayala is a child who has like medical issues, because like apparently they're good at healing or something like that. I don't know, which is not why we did it, but it happens to be that. I don't really know why. Apparently, I don't know. But they are. Apparently, they are. Or maybe it has to do with the regrowth of the horns. I don't really know what. We named it because we were naming her after the re. It was Yitzchak. So that was why we did it. But yeah, anyways. Also, I can show you a video that what's his name posted, the Nesson Slifkin of a Ayal, right, which is Nechaz Basvach Karnav. Unbelievable what it actually looks like. Like they happened to, someone found a video of someone who was trying to free a ram that was Nechaz Basvach Karnav. It's fascinating. Okay, Dilma. So the Gemara, now, I know this is going to be confusing. Dilma in the Bavli means? Maybe. In the Yerushalmi it means, here's a story. Which, according to Charedim, it means da lima damya. This to what is it comparable, right? The Rosh Cirilio says it must da lima, right? Which is meaning to say. Okay. Reb Chiya Rabba, Reb Shimon ben Chalaf, the Mahalchin Ba'adah, Bikat Arbel, Bikritzta. So Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon were walking in Bikat Arbel in the morning. Viro et Ayelad HaShachar, Shabaka, or they saw these first beams of light. Amar Reb Chiya Rabba, Reb Shimon ben Chalaf, the Berebi. Kach hi gulatan shel Yisrael. Oh, this is the way the Gula of Yisrael is going to be. What does that mean? Kol Mashi Olechet, Hi Rabba Va'olechet. As it goes, it gets a little bit more at a time. My time, I skipped the line. Betchila kema kema. At the beginning, it's a little bit by a little bit. Now this becomes, when we finish the sentence, I'll tell you why this is important. Kol mashi alechi rabba alecha. The more it goes, the more it grows. My time, ki yishev b'choshech Hashem orli. The pasuk says in Micha that, right, when I'm in darkness, Hashem is my light. So it's like the darkness which slowly becomes becomes lighter. Now, this is really important. This becomes the theology of Ruth Zvi Yehuda Cook, one of his most famous drashot. When I was asked to edit or organize the essay section of the Yom HaTzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim Machzor for Koren, they asked me to basically collect like key or research assistant, I don't know what my title was, to find like key essays by different thinkers, right, that would like capture their thought about Israel. So the essay that I took from Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Cook, right, Rav Avram Yehuda Cook's son, Avram Yitzchak Cook's son, was his article, his famous speech about Kima Kima, which was that basically there are two views of the Mashiach, right? There's the view of much of, let's say, parts of the Haredi world, definitely like the anti-Zionist, like the Satmar world. We're not supposed to be involved. We're going to go from nothing to God is going to drop the Beit HaMikdash out of heaven, and that's it, right? And therefore, we shouldn't expect downturns. We shouldn't expect that we have to partner with secular people, right? Because none of that's not is ideal. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda was obsessed with this idea. Then no, you see, the Yerushalmi says the Gula is Kima Kima. Right? It's a little bit. It's very slow. At the end, it's great, but it's a process. And it's a long process. Right? And if it's a long process, you should expect ups and downs. You should expect parts of it that are not ideal. Don't be surprised that we start with people who are anti-religious and clearly God is not part of the picture. That doesn't mean it's not Geula. And he built his whole theology around this idea in Chazal, that Geula is reveals itself slowly, Kima Kima. Yeah, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. Right, who's one of the most important religious Zionist thinkers in his own right. And then the Gemara continues here and says everything is like that. It's not just the future Gula. He says, Kach betchila. He said, look, that's by Purim. Umordechai yoshev b'shar ha-melech. Va'achar kach ve'ikach haman et alavush ve'rasus. Va'achar kach ve'yoshev mordechai yoshar ha-melech. Va'achar kach umordechai yatsam lefnei ha-melech ve'lavush machu. Va'achar kach lo yudumai Torah v'simchai. He said, think about the Purim story, right? All the stages. First, he's there, and he hears Bigtan and Teresh, and he's wearing sackcloth, and he gets there, and then he's wearing it, and then he's going out, and he is riding the king's the horse, and only then the Esther's party, da, da, da. And then like, my daughter, the book is a long book. Ask Kobe, he lanes it, right? It's not like you read the book, Haman said you're going to be destroyed, and Mordechai davened, and God struck down Haman by lightning, and all the enemies of the Jews evaporated into air. That's the Chizkiyahu story of the Sancheirev, right? That Sancheirev says, I'm going to kill you. Chizkiyahu says, please, no. God says, let me take care of it. And at night, an angel of God came and killed 185,000 people, and it was over. That's not how the story goes. Right? Yeah. Va'as said there of Chanina. Kirby Yuda. And then he goes back to the four male between Amud HaShachar and Hanetz. The Tanei B'Shem Rav Yehuda. Now you're not going to like any of what I'm about to read because I don't understand what any of it means. It has to do with the distances from the heavens, and I don't know if they're literal or metaphorical. Ovio Shel Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia of the firmament, Malach Chamishim Shana is 50 years, and other gear so 500 years. Anam Beinoni Mahalech Arbaim Mil Bayom. An average person walks 40 mil a day. Ad Shachama Nusert Barakia, until the sun is in the thickness of the sky, Mahalech Chamishim Shana, right, so that's 50 years, and Adam Mahalech Arba Mil, right, and a person goes 4 mil, which is a tenth of how much he can walk in a whole day, by time the sun gets to that point, Nimtzad Omer, right, you multiply by 10, Nimtzad Omer, Shav Yusharakia Echad Me'asara Bayom, right, it's 1/10, right, and therefore, right, since the thickness of the Rakia is 50 years, so you see that on a full day, the sun goes 500 years. Got it? What? Basically, it goes like this, right? It's a man can walk 40 mil in a day, and it takes 4 mil for him to get from Amud HaShachar to Hanetz. Right, and therefore, right, it takes, right, in that time the sun goes 50 years, which means that in a whole day, right, so then it goes 500 years, right, for the whole thickness of the, what? This is the thickness of the sky. Something of that. Something of that. Oh, it's not.
Have you ever read the Gemara in, I think it's...
Of course we have. Have
you got that talks about how big the Malachim are and says that they're like...
Rashi, I will note, understand this about Shkia, Tzitzis, and there are halachic implications to this, in terms of Zmanim, but it is quite confusing. Rashi, right, that thinks this is about night. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Ukshem Sha'ovyo Shel Rakia, Malachamishim Shana, Kach Ovyo Shel Eretz, Ovyo Shel Tahom. And just like the thickness of the firmament is 50 years, the thickness of the earth and the thickness of Tahom, of the depths, are 50 years. Matam, how do you know? Hayosheva Chug Aretz, it says in Yeshayahu, one who sits, right? Chug Aretz, Uchtiv, Chug Shamayim Yitalach, Uchtiv, Bechuko, Chug Alpnei Tahom, Chug, Chug, Gzera Shava, all three psukim of the word Chug, Gzera Shava. Okay. Yes? Then I'm going to take a break, get some water, and then we'll do the next stuff, okay? What? Comes from? So this is based on that whole ancient thought. It's in the, breaks through the firmament, yeah. There are all pictures, if you want to look at it. In the, if you get the rationalism mysticism book, you put some nice pictures of the way they imagine the... No. If you get it... I'm going to get water. Why don't you see if the book is there, since you organized this whole... Beit Midrash, and then I can show you what they're talking about. Okay, and then we'll pick up and do Vav, and hope, and I think that's what I can make it through today. But we'll.